Hey, this is Hannah, and I'm here with Brandon Baker, and he's the singer, songwriter, and guitarist behind Electric Religious. And we're talking about Indigenous Peoples Day and what it means to Brandon. You are a Métis artist. You bring this into your music. What does this day, this month mean to you? Do you have any kind of personal reflections on how you bring it into your music?
I think it's just important just to remember where you come from and who you are as an Indigenous person. Throughout this month, I think if it's not already a part of your day-to-day life, I think maybe spending time in community would be a great place to start. Just to reconnect with those around you, those family members that maybe you haven't seen in a while, and just try and go out and support some Indigenous artists or Indigenous businesses.
What's something that people sometimes might get wrong about the type of music you make?
I don't think there's any wrong answers when it comes to any kind of music. I think it's in the ear of the beholder. Like last night we had people referring to my voice a little bit like young George Michael. And I've heard Marshall Crenshaw in the past. So I mean, like, and although I don't hear it when I hear myself sing, I can, you know, it's in the ear of the beholder. But I would like to say that, like, a lot of my earlier stuff was definitely that sort of four-piece rock and roll quartet. And then Tragic Lover came along and it was a little bit more of introspective songwriting, bigger production value to the record, lots of ambience in there. And then now we're sort of bringing it back to more of a dance focused sound. But dance has just been a huge part of my life for a long time. I mean, I grew up at going to jigging competitions at fiddle festivals, and I was always the first person on the dance floor at school dances and the last person to leave. And so I think maybe the crossover might confuse people a little bit, but dance has just always been a part of my life, from early tap dancing lessons when I was a kid to learning how to do musical theater as a teenager. Maybe if people are thinking that I'm trying to cross over to pop and dance, that it's, you know, I should stay in my lane with rock, but dance has always been a part of my life.
Yeah, I love that that's all kind of coming together for you. And now let's listen to one of those great songs. This is Good Bread, Electric Religious, on The Raven.